Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. What a bloody fantastic, gorgeous summer's day it is down here on the beach, and you can't help but be inspired. Oh my God, the sun's come up. It's like 18 degrees. Wilmsy's out racing around on a bike for 3 hours around the suburbs. So, I can't help but think to myself, oh, I hope she's safe. There's hundreds of people out swimming at 6 a.m. There's hundreds of people out swimming across the bay. Nobody gives a shit about the sharks. The helicopters have all gone. It's really, really, really like I'm in another place. There's no waves, none. It's dead flat, and the ocean is so pristine. I'm up on a cliff. I'm waiting to do a call with a client, so I've got 15 minutes up my sleeve, and gives me the opportunity to share with you a little bit more love, a little bit more inspiration, a little bit more happiness. So, making a stand, what we used to say back in the old days is when you make a stance, you cause resistance, which is a bloody nuisance, which gets into your pants, which makes you do a fan dance. And there is no acceptance. So that poem used to go on for quite a lot longer, but I forgot it. Maybe the concussion. So, making a stand. There is nothing more corrupt to the human soul than making a stand, and yet we do it. We expect things from people, we expect things from ourselves, we expect things from the world. We expect, we expect, we expect. And those expectations become quite rigid. They become a sort of a stand we make in the world. I stand for this, and I stand for that, and I stand against this, and I stand against that. And then we wonder why we're stressed. And then we wonder why our inner child, our heart closes. And then we wonder why their romance and our relationships aren't up to scratch. Because why? We made a stand. So this week, alone, I've had 20 opportunities to push back on different situations with clients and make a stand and say, my way or your highway, my way or the highway. I've had the opportunity has presented itself, and I confess that if I drill down inside me, there's a part of me wants to make a stand because it feels really strong, and it feels really self-respecting, and it feels really good. But I know that the loser in making a stand is me. Adaptation, or the ability to not make a stand is and not cause resistance, is the secret. Because then I remain true. I remain true to not my values, not my beliefs, not my ideas, but I remain true to my heart, and true to my vision, and true to my purpose. So the question is, how do we remain adaptive? How do we remain non-standing, if you want to put it that way, and yet still drive wholeheartedly towards our vision? And that's a really good question, because whenever anything comes along that questions us, we feel tempted to say, if I flex, I become weak, or I become a subordinate, or I become irrelevant, or I become abused if I adapt to certain behaviors. Let's say an extreme, I know you've already thought of one, but let's say as an extreme, there's a husband abusing a wife, which is a domestic violence. And we tell that person to adapt and accept it. That would be completely debilitating and dehumanizing for that person to do that. So the question would be then, how does that person make a stand, which is violence is bad, and yet remain flexible, adaptive? Well, the answer is that we must not blame the other person for their behavior. It's really comes back to saying, well, I'm not going to make a stand against the human being. I'm going to make a stand to own my limitation, to own my restrictive. I can't adapt to include that behavior in my paradigm of normal. So we own the fact that we are the limit, and therefore we can flex at the same time, which means to adapt and grow and expand, to recognize that blaming people for behavior is actually the root in many ways of all the pollution that comes in our life, that we become toxic the minute we say, they did this to me, they did that to me, they corrupted me, they hurt me, they punished me, they didn't be honest with me, they were untruthful to me. And yet, if we look at it, we say, nobody does to us more than we do to ourselves. Therefore, I am the one, I am the variable here that needs to be modified, checked, and adapted. And when we do that, we realize that we can change our mind and include everything. But then we can also have a pathway up a mountain, which so we can include all the pathways up a mountain, but we can choose the best path for us and say, this is the path I'm going on. So in that path, you may say that behavior is contradictory to my assault of this mountain. That behavior is contradictory to certain things that I want to have in my life. But we're not coming from a stand. We're not coming from righteousness. We're not coming from it's my way or the highway. What we're coming from is a statement that in normal, in good business practice, you might not accept people defaulting on payments. You might not accept dishonesty. But it's not because you're right. Now, this righteousness attitude is what makes people make a stand. And that stand is what causes people to be stressed, disrupted, come home exhausted, completely unfriendly to themselves and to others. So, yes, there are lines in the sand we draw. And those lines in the sand need to be drawn not from a moral or an ethical point of view necessarily, but from a best path up the mountain. And that's a negotiable path that we need to talk about in a coaching session. Say, what is my best path forward in my life? There will be thousands of opportunities. And as the Dalai Lama has written many, 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 many times in all his books about happiness, the ability to say no is one of the most powerful tools in the range of human spirituality. Because opportunities are abundant. The question, and they're getting more abundant. We have the opportunity to do anything, even get home delivered alcohol. But the opportunities are abundant. The question is, what do we say no to? And this is this falls into the purview of, am I saying no to something because it's wrong? Am I saying no to something because I'm angry? Am I saying no to something because I feel hurt, or I feel disappointed, or I feel frustrated? Or am I saying no because on the path I'm on, that behavior is another road. It's just, it would take me off track. And so there becomes a question of intent and a moral, whether we're standing on moral high ground, which is a should, whether we're standing on a fear of something happening to us, which is a got to, or whether we're standing on a need to want to, which is just highly emotionally charged. It doesn't matter so much, because they're all making a stand against or for something. So the question will be, where are you going? And if you don't know that, it's really wise to spend your whole time defining the outcome of this journey that you would love to manifest. Now, there's no golden guarantees that if you spend half your day idealizing or visualizing your desired outcome in business or work or career or family, it will manifest. Because if you can't say no along the way, it will not manifest. So the ability to say no is very important. But you only say no to things that take you off track, not because they're morally right or wrong or emotionally charged. And that's the really important part of developing a sense of coming from your heart and life is to make sure you don't make a stand against a human being because they morally corrupted you or morally distracted you or morally moved you away or morally weren't right or morally weren't good enough or morally were good enough and you want to be around them. Those judgments, those stands that we make based on perceptions and morals are all based on our belief pattern, our wounds and our history, and they're not necessarily very accurate. So be careful. If you make a stance, you'll get resistance. If you make a stance, you'll cause someone to be in an oppie stance. An oppie stance with resistance is a bloody nuisance, which causes two people to have a fan dance. And that ain't good. This is Chris. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.